Okay, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Qala tabaraka wa ta'ala fi kitabihi al-kareem. Ba'd an aqul a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. ما كان لنبي أن يكون له أسرى حتى يثخن في الأرض تريدون عرض الدنيا والله يريد الآخرة والله عزيز حكيم لولا كتاب من الله سبق لمسكم فيما أخذتم عذاب عظيم فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما اللهم أرنا حقيقة الأشياء كما هي اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه آمين يا رب العالمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته everybody we're moving right along to I believe it is the 19th episode for the day for the month we have another we'll go up till 26 and call it a day at that. We spoke yesterday in our last episode about ayats from Surat Anfal in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was told, addressed about why the azab was not given to Quraysh while Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was among them in Mecca. And now they have no reason for that not to happen. Today, we're going to talk about a little reproach. The ayat that I recited also from Surat Al-Anfal. And in these ayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, something that he did, a choice that he made, is responded to with a disapproval. That you could have done better. You should have done better. And the way this, or the incident that this is talking about is when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they're in consultation about what to do with the prisoners of war. After Badr, there were 70 odd prisoners of war from the people of Quraysh, Mecca, the mushrikeen that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Sahaba had captured. Now the question arose, what did we do with them? Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was very firm and said that this is our first encounter with the mushrikeen and we need to set a precedent that we're not here to play. That we mean business here. We're serious. This is not acceptable. What they dared to do. All the time spent in Mecca. And then now, literally taking up sword against the messenger of God. Is not something that we take lightly. All the torture that they've done. All the animosities that they are guilty of. And if it was them, they would have wiped us off. They would not have spared a single one. So we need to give the maximum punishment to these prisoners and send a message. No mercy. Not for you, not now. This is the first, this is the adab of Allah. And that's how everyone gets to realize that this is not something that you mess with. This is not something you get away with. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was of a different opinion. He said, no, let's set up a ransom. They can pay a particular amount, their relatives, their families, their friends, whoever, that they pay a certain amount and we let them go. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his own opinion is the same as Abu Bakr's, radiallahu ta'ala, that we set up a ransom and we let them go. Allah responds to this decision-making process and the decision that was made and says straight out, مَا كَانَ لِنَبِيٍّ. It does not behoove a prophet. It is beneath the stature of the prophet. أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ أَسْرَى. That he takes captives, حَتَّى يُثْخِنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He takes captives, lets them go until there has been a precedent that is set, a message that has been sent through a massacre that's taken place. That the people, the crime that they committed wasn't one that you just, on your first encounter with them, getting the upper hand really for the first time after 14 years of them not sparing any opportunity to verbally and physically assault Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba, literally having killed so many of them. And so the precedent has to be set. The message has to be sent. This is what it's going to be like. You don't mess with us. Turiduna arad ad-dunya. Allah addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba in collective, in plural, and says, you look for the immediate gains that this is going to offer you. Of course, the ransom is going to come, and the people in Medina are, they do need that economic stability that this promises, the economic growth that this will result in. It is a fledgling community. It has just started establishing itself. It does not compete with, compared to Mecca, their economy is pretty weak. So if they have something coming in, it would mean a lot for the people, for the residents, and for the community in general. And the community stands for Tawheed. It stands for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mission, his message. So it would bring a lot of welfare. It'll bring a lot of ease and facility. Allah says, is that what you want? Wallahu yuridu al-akhirah. Allah wants for you the hereafter. Akhirah is understood in both ways. Hereafter, yes, as in hereafter, after this, after death, but also long term. Dunya is that which is close. Akhirah is that which is other, which is distant. Ultimately, that is the hereafter in the day of judgment and paradise, everything. Paradise and hell thereafter. But it is also, akhirah is something which is a distant future. Long term is also understood to be akhirah. And in both these capacities, in both these understandings of the word, what it would entail is that this message that you send is, the Quraysh will think twice before attacking Medina again. And this is what happened, that because this strong message was not sent by killing all the prisoners of war, most of those same prisoners returned the next year in Uhud. And not just them, but a whole contingent, a bigger army, 3,000 strong, attacked Medina. The Battle of Uhud took place. And there was a lot of suffering that the Muslims had to entail, had to bear the brunt of, because the Quraysh felt that they could. They had these people who had been sent back. they had been given a second chance. They took that as a second chance to attack Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. They took that as a second chance to attack Medina. Because now they think, they know that at least there's some way of getting away with it. So Allahu yuridul akhirah, Allah intends that which is later, which is long term, the hereafter, in this sense that just politically, militarily, strategically, it would have made things a whole lot easier if this delay, if this, let's just say delay in the conquest of Mecca, or the way this would have shattered the Quraysh, it would have been a completely different story. So, تُرِيدُونَ عَرَضَ الدُّنْيَا وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is Almighty, wise. The wisdom in Allah's preference as He's giving it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then His authority. That's what you're expressing. That's what you're required to manifest here. This is the occasion for tough love. لَوْلَا كِتَابٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ سَبَقْ. The admonishing goes on. Had it not been for an ordinance already issued from Allah. So there was an ayah in Surah Muhammad, Surah Qital, that had been revealed prior to the Battle of Badr that gave options. What should you do if you get prisoners of war? And in that, these options, this option was there. That yes, there's the option that you can just do away with the prisoners, punish them with death. The second option was that you let them go as prisoners of war, accept ransom. And because that option was there, لَمَسَّكُمْ فِيمَا أَخَذْتُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. You took from that option, and that is a justification. Had it not been for that option, if that option was not there, you would have been punished. You would have been punished for going for the ransom and not for the capital punishment. Now, we get something very phenomenal here. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has before him ayat of Allah, which are guiding him, which are giving him various options. And he chooses from those options. Allah is commenting on those, on that choice, and saying that the correct choice was the one in which, the one which you did not take. The one you should have taken was the other choice, was the other option. But then he says, فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. But enjoy what you have won in the battle as booty, it is lawful and pure. Whatever you've gotten as ransom, it is lawful and pure. It is halal for you. I gave you that option. It wasn't my preferred option, but it was still an acceptable option. You were still within the range that you're allowed to choose from. You didn't transgress that outrightly. It wasn't that it was mandated upon Rasulullah ﷺ that you have to kill all the prisoners of war. There was no mandate. The option was there, and he chose from that option. He went for the more merciful option. Allah's response to that is, in the long run, it would have been better for you to simply kill them off. That would have been, in the bigger picture, more merciful. But we did give you that option. We respect your choice. Disagree with it, but respect it. Accept it. You're not going to be taken to task. Rather, whatever you do get from that ransom, it's yours. And that says quite a bit to the people now interacting with the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that within this interaction, we will always be faced with a multiplicity of options, a range of interpretations. There is good, and then there's the better, and then there's the best. And we're not always clear as to which one to go for, which one really is the best. We may be considering a lesser option as the better or the best option, but you know what? It's okay. It is acceptable to go for a lesser option as long as it is one of the options. Allah may prefer something else, but He respects your preference as well. There's no black and white here. Only one right option, only one right interpretation, only one right answer. No. You have that freedom. You have a say. You have a choice. It's respected. It is given space. It is a dialogue, after all. It is not an absolute dictatorship. You have been made Khalifa. And when ordinances are issued, when options are given, when choices are put before you, you choose. Allah responds to your choices because He sees through those choices as well. And when He sees through and we chose that which wasn't even an option or should not have been an option, even then there is an acceptability and there are opportunities and ways to rectify, to repair, to do tawbah, to learn, to move on. There is that degree of acceptability. What happens if I make the wrong choice? So you made the wrong choice. You learned from it. And that's what growth is all about. Because we get so paralyzed. We get so petrified, so fearful of making the wrong choice. And in our obsessionality, even making the lesser of the acceptable choices. It's okay. As the results of those choices play themselves out in reality, you will get a better idea. You will know more. You will know more. And so the next time a similar circumstance or a similar situation arises, you'll know what to do. So we see within this interaction, life. We see within this, it's an interaction between living beings, a living God, a responding God. Not holding back on tough love either. Rasulullah ﷺ not holding back on the revelation that he's receiving. Just putting it out there as it is. I just got a little scolding here. I just got told off for not making the best choice. But still, it's okay. فَكُلُوا مِمَّا غَنِمْتُمْ حَلَالًا طَيِّبًا. Enjoy what you won, what you took in the battle. It is lawful and pure. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And continue to have the taqwa of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Most definitely Allah is forgiving and merciful. Your interaction, your dialogue, your the one responding to your choices, the one considering whom you are making your choices. Yes, you need to have taqwa, consider him in your choices, but also know that he is Ghafoorur Rahim. The balance between a complete ignorance of what he wants or what he would have wanted, what he would want us to do, and the other extreme of, I need to make the absolute right choice. Nothing else is acceptable. No. Rigidity, absolute rigidity, absolute imperatives, no room, no choices, only one right answer. That is not how Allah operates. He is Ghafoor Rahim. He is empowering of the human being. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.